The reason they use kind of in the title of It's a Kind of a Funny Story is because the fun that's made of most of the people in it are mentally disturbed. But there isn't a mean-spirited bone to be found anywhere in the script, written by the film's directors Anna Boden and Ryan Fleck. Native Berkeleyites Boden and Fleck took their script from a recent same-named novel by Ned Vizzini. He based the book on his brief hospitalization for depression. Vizzini has essays with an interesting title, Teenage Angst? Nah. And then came his first novel, Be More Chill. To say that Funny Story is kind of like Harold and Maude, and they might be giants with a dash of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest thrown in, could be a little misleading. Nobody in Funny Story goes to funerals of people they don't know. No one thinks he's Sherlock Holmes, and thank God no one named McMurphy is lobotomized. But the heart written into this kind of strangely paced comedy about a suicidal 16-year-old boy is bigger than all Get Out, just like the films I compared it to. Keir Gilchrist of Showtime's The United States of Tara plays young Craig. He checks into a mental ward after coming close to taking a dive into oncoming traffic from the upper span of a bridge. The kid's depressed and confused about what's going on and what his future might be. His mom and dad are innocuous enough, even though Dad, played by comedian Jim Gaffigan, is really leaning on him to get into that so-smart private school that Craig could probably slip into with ease. Then, in his current school, there's the hot girl, played by Lenny Kravitz's daughter, Zoe. Craig's been giving her too much brain time, and there's the competition he faces winning the Svelte Nia, along with turning in a savvy application that will lead to a surefire acceptance at the totally cool prep school. The hospital's 3 North is reminiscent of the war Jack Nicholson endured once upon a time, but no nurse Ratched roams these halls. Conditions get more Ken Kesey-ian with a spate of psychological disconnections seen in the patients Craig meets, enough so as not to surprise anyone that Harold and Maude might show up for observation. It gets really kind of funny in a kind of gentle way, and most of all, healing way. Leader of this wacky pack is Bobby. He's played by Zach Galifianakis, seen in The Hangover and Up in the Air. It's in the ER where Craig initially enters the hospital early on a Sunday that he meets Bobby, who's dressed in doctor's scrubs. Bobby ain't no physician, and the reason he's down in the ER at the time is because the ER has the freshest coffee. Bobby, who's also in 3 North for suicide attempts and family troubles, introduces Craig to the rest of the inmates of this Kesey-ian funny farm less intense. The main members are Noel, played by Emma Roberts, 3 North shrink Dr. Minerva, played by Viola Davis, and Smitty, played by Jeremy Davies, a staffer always wearing a cool little hat and lending support in the ward. Two other patients with brief appearances are an unstable Jewish fellow named Solomon and a depressed Egyptian man called Muqtada. Both characters are an important part of a special scene having to do with music for the 3 North pizza party. Be tuned in for that. A spark fires between Craig and Noel, a young gal who, in her past, has put sharp objects to her epidermis. She's attracted to Craig even though the non-hospitalized Nia stirs trouble when the self-centered girl drops by the ward to visit Craig. Funny Story has lots of hip laughs all the way. The mood is light, even if most of the folks in it are on shaky ground. The narrative, as do the other films I compare it to here, make the most of how bonding within a small group or just 2 or 3 people can lift the spirits of the demoralized and ordinary. Viola Davis's role is a rock among the flailing on 3 North. It's great to see Miss Davis using her solid talent as a professional with authority. Strength and compassion show in her big, beautiful eyes as she runs group sessions or provides one-on-one therapy to Craig. Sitting through this kind of a quite good movie, it becomes more apparent that It's a Kind of a Funny Story works out to be for troubled and suicidal teens good therapy for kids to soak up in order to forge on back out into a world that's changed so much from when I was living life between ages 13 and 20. Tip of the hat to Anna Boden and Ryan Fleck, he also directing 7 episodes of the impressive HBO series In Treatment. Thanks go to both for bringing more substance to the teen comedy genre. The guy with this voice has more film reviews for you online at TulsaTVMemories.com or under reviews at IMDb.com. I'm Gary Chu, down in the valley.